that dangerous Street of Gold album, you say, bullshit. Recorded that 2 weeks. Me and John will try to be all shiny, make our voices all shiny. We love that song. We play that. And back in those days, you know, this is in the middle of new wave music. People had no idea what to do with a song like this. Because it was kind of too country or too, I don't know what it was. So, well, cool. 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 I know you guys got, they got these guitars, but they're going to play me a song. So you going to show me something on that?
Will I find the bathroom if I walk in?
Yeah. Go and turn your right. Go and you turn your right.
Go along the outside wall between the blue buildings.
Maria, do you, Maria.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
What?
Do you have a... Does this cover this room? From here?
If they get over here, I can switch it over to Omni.
Yeah, switch it on. And we'll just... Yeah. Because then we'll do our little camp out, shout out things from here. Yeah, and we'll just talk here. We'll just do that.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to answer the questions? Or what's going on? They're just going to share their
stuff. Universal.
Okay. Well, do you need a mic?
No, I mean, any more than any of us would.
Okay. All right.
If it's decentralized.
Let me just crack this puppy up there. This is officially hearing the whole room. Oops, sorry, I smacked your mics.
That's cool. Yeah, right. We'll just do this fake thing. Because I think it's like this big. That there's a bunch of people that are going to answer all these questions. That'll be good. Oh, no, it's great. There's a song like that. The Promise. I've been waiting for 25 years to play it to somebody. Yeah. Don't believe it was me and John. And we couldn't play it live because our band, it was just too weird. I mean, you're playing as a rock song, it just got weird.
Yeah.
It really, back then, people didn't really think about playing things acoustically, or it was hard to mic an acoustic guitar effectively.
Yeah, the equipment wasn't there.
It wasn't good.
Right.
And I think that John and I would have been much more successful as a duo, even with the Dangers back then, if we were able to branch out. Because it always was, I mean, there were some really main people who were in the band, but it was just me and John and then the other, whoever else was in it. And had we been able to do more acoustic style stuff along with it, because our main strength was in our vocals and blend, and we could kind of just launch into this little zone, you know, these little kind of pretty songs. And, you know, half the time they were being hammered to death with, you know, some rock band playing them. And some of that was cool, but just like on Thursday night, you really couldn't got to the, you couldn't get to Saint and Sinner unless you had the On a Good Thing on the front end, or you know, San Bernardino Boy, or Lucky, or, you know, some other song that now, we would have known how to play it, but we couldn't have played it with a band. And
right.
I think that's what's intriguing about just how long people can play music and still be credible. You know, my voice is different now than it was then at time, but when I listen to John or tapes from the Dangers one, and there's, you hear all this youthful zest and energy, but we're better singers today by every stretch. You know, we're closer together.